now a political party that has been transformed. So what we are having now is an interim task force that has been mandated to conduct a Congress that is before the 31st of March of 2014. The elections were supposed to be held, but there was general agreement, a general consensus among its Congress delegates. And mind you, the Congress is the highest decision-making body of the organization. So it saw it fit that the current task force, it has been extended, some names have been incorporated into that task force so that it acts as an interim team that is going to host the Congress of the political party.
Now you have entered a new kind of space and it's very competitive. How are you going to manage to compete with ZANU-PF, MDCT and others?
The NCA has been in this game for the past 16 years. It's only that we were operating as a civic group, we're operating as a pressure group. As of now, we have seriously debated, we have seriously interrogated our strengths and our weaknesses, and we are incorporating some new methods and new strategies to make sure that we become a force to reckon in Zimbabwe's political landscape. The NCA has been consistent, has been a principled organization since its formation.
Are there any specific resolutions that you may tell us about?
We passed some key resolutions that from this meeting, we are going to engage all members of the NCA to conduct membership consultations on the additional goals of the organization. But also, our goal is the quest for a new democratic, people-driven constitution. And we are going to be pushing for a social democratic state, and our movement will be pan-African in nature, and we are going to be fighting for the struggle against colonialism and imperialism.
You sound like ZANU-PF, is it?
We are not ZANU-PF. The difference between us and ZANU-PF is that ZANU-PF has not yet fulfilled the aspirations of the liberation struggle. The NCA, what it seeks to do, we believe that as Africans, we must be pushing a pan-Africanist agenda. We must be pushing for anti-colonialism.